Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you to get your Bible and turn to the book of Ezekiel. We're going to begin in just a moment reading from Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning in verse 6, and going to the end of Ezekiel 28. We're reading about the destruction of that great city of Tyre. We were reading about that last week. How that Tyre had a miserable destruction. Oh, they had grown so rich and so mighty with all their traffickers, and that is their trading partners. And the Bible goes into great detail into all the goods and services that came in and out of Tyre, this seaport city, and all the riches it had gained, and yet Tyre was going to fall. And Jesus is referred to the fall of Tyre in the book of Luke chapter 10. And that is why I thought it would be good to read how that this city, so great as it was, and so miserable a fall that it had, and yet realized that, you know, even the great can fall if they don't follow after Jehovah. And those that know the most about Christ that fall are those that are going to suffer the most. Well, we'll get to that reading in just a moment. But while you're turning to Ezekiel chapter 28, I think I said that right, Ezekiel 28, let me remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, just on the highway at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road, and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this school, we're studying old Sunday school lessons. And this is a Sunday school lesson for the Sunday of December the 3rd, 1922. Now let me return to the book of Ezekiel as he talks about the overthrow of Tyre. Ezekiel 28 and verse 6 says, "Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, because thou hast set up thine heart is the heart of God, therefore, behold, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their sword against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the heart of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, Am I God? But thou art man and not God in the hand of him that woundeth thee. Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord Jehovah. Moreover, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. Thou wast in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workman of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was in thee. In the day that thou wast created, they were prepared. Thou wast the anointed cherub that covered, and I set thee so that thou wast upon thy holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till unrighteousness was found in thee. By the abundance of thy traffic, they filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore have I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I have destroyed thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I have cast thee to the ground. I have laid thee before kings that they may behold thee. By the multitude of thine iniquities and the unrighteousness of thy traffic, thou hast profaned thy sanctuaries. Therefore have I brought forth a fire from the midst of thee. It hath devoured thee, and I have turned thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the peoples shall be astonished at thee. Thou art become a terror. Thou shalt never more have any being. Ezekiel chapter 26 and verse 20. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward Sidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I am against thee, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee. And they shall know that I am Jehovah when I shall have executed judgment in her, and shall be sanctified in her. For I will send pestilence unto her, and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall fall in the midst of her with the sword upon her on every side. And they shall know that I am Jehovah, and there shall be no more a prickling briar into the house of Israel, nor a hurting thorn to any that are round about them that did despite unto them. And they shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Ezekiel 28:25. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the nations, then shall they dwell in their own land, which I give to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell securely therein. Yea, they shall build houses and plant vineyards, and shall dwell securely, when I have executed judgments upon all those that do them despite round about. And they shall know that I am Jehovah their God. Let's return now to our text in Luke chapter 10. And you'll see why I read all of those words from the old prophet. In Luke chapter 10, and beginning in verse, well, I had turned, but here it is. Luke chapter 10, verses 13 and 14, we read, Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and in ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. Reference is made by our Lord to the doom of such wicked cities as Sodom, made to emphasize the sin of rejecting the truth preached by the 70 as messengers of the Lord. Sodom was destroyed because of sin. But for its sin, Jesus said it would have remained. Cities and nations fall because of sin. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people, Proverbs 14:34. That day is the day of judgment. It will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for the cities which rejected the 70, the apostles, and Jesus, because its opportunities were not so good. From this and the following verses, we learn that there is judgment after death. Although Sodom had been destroyed about 2,000 years when Jesus spoke this, yet its inhabitants were still in existence and will appear at the judgment. So were the inhabitants of other cities mentioned in all the cities and nations. Then, as has well been said, temporal punishment for wickedness will not satisfy eternal justice. The site of Chorazin is not known for certain. Ruins are not far from the supposed site of Capernaum, and are thought to mark the site of Chorazin. Bethsaida means house of fish, and it was the home of Peter and Andrew and Philip. It was near Capernaum, but it's difficult to determine its location today. They may have been two places by the this name, one on the western shore of Galilee near Capernaum and Chorazin, the other on the northeastern shore. Tyre and Sidon were rich commercial cities of Phoenicia on the eastern side of the Mediterranean Sea. Sackcloth and ashes were signs of sorrow and repentance. Those of Tyre and Sidon would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. Sackcloth was a coarse woven cloth woven out of camel's hair. Many of the miracles Jesus performed were near and in these cities. And it says in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 20 that most of his mighty works were done in these cities. And then we read about Capernaum in Luke chapter 10 and in verse 15. And thou, Capernaum, shall be exalted into heaven, but thou shalt be brought down to Hades. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that rejecteth you rejecteth me. He that rejecteth me rejecteth him that sent me. Capernaum was then a city of 30,000 inhabitants on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, above all these cities, and enjoyed the advantage of being the home of Jesus after he was rejected at Nazareth. In the way of opportunity, it was highly exalted. It was by this opportunity of being the home of Jesus exalted unto heaven. But Jesus said, thou shalt be brought down to Hades. It means that they will be destroyed, while the inhabitants will meet the inhabitants of all these other cities with all the nations of the earth at the judgment and be judged according to the course of their life. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 16, he that heareth you heareth me, Jesus said to those 70, and he that rejecteth you rejecteth me, and he that rejecteth me rejecteth him that sent me. This verse announces the truth, which all do not seem to know. You see, God sent Jesus in John 17:18. He sent the 12 and the 70. God gave Jesus his words and told him what to say. And so he gave these words to others and told them what to say. So to hear them is to hear Jesus, and to hear Jesus is to hear God. To reject the will of God preached by the apostles in the Bible is to reject Christ. It is to reject the Spirit, and it is to reject God. To reject the will of God preached by Christ and the apostles is to reject God. Here's what we read in John 8 and verse 47. He that is of God heareth the words of God. For this cause ye hear them not, because ye are not of God. And then we read in Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. After the 70 had gone out and done Jesus' bidding and preaching, it says that the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in thy name. Well, Jesus replied to them that he had beheld Satan falling as lightning from the heaven. That is, Satan's power was being overcome, and Jesus saw his downfall. Also, that he had given them authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions without harm, and authority to overcome the power of enemies, and that they should rejoice, not that demons were subject unto them, but because their names were written in heaven. Let us ask, is my name written there? You know, a lot of people like to have their names portrayed in a prominent place. You'll see names of people on buildings or sometimes engraved in sidewalks. There's a hall of stars where you can see names of the great stars of Hollywood and celebrities, and they like to have their name out before the world. It would be interesting, wouldn't it, for your name to be written in the Bible? But most important is that our name is written in heaven. We sometimes sing that song, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And so are we listening for our name on that great day of judgment when the Lord calls out the name of the saved? I want to be listening for my name, and I want you to be listening for your name. And if we will believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, our names will be in that book of life, and we'll enjoy eternity together with God.